Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Durban's bestie, Jay Sean, down. And Sabrina Carpenter, please. Please. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoo here with you until 6 o'clock. And now we're going to have a conversation that really centers around ethics and morality, guys.
Yeah. Yazi, guys, this is actually stressing me out as I think about it, right? So the festive season is just around the corner. And generally around the festive season, Ama Odela around the coastal areas are generally like booked, like to the core. And as a DJ, because I mean, sometimes I play well, my 1 a.m. in the morning, and I generally like booking like myself a hotel. But what's going to happen now when these hotels, the ones that I like, the ones, Stacey, with the fancy toiletries and like the fluffy robes, are fully booked? Like, it's, I'm just having a moment. Like, it's bothering me.
Okay, Bonang, calm down.
It's, I need me the fancy toiletries after a long DJ set where people were dancing,
word,
and I'm like,
drama.
I just need to get in and just,
okay, you know what?
Fluff myself up.
I see your standards.
I got issues, Stacey. I got issues.
And I appreciate this. But the question is, how would you feel if you rocked up to that hotel, motel, holiday inn, and there was no fluffy gown because it had been nicked by someone?
No. So do people do that?
It is now the time where the ethical situation, the conundrum, enters the group chat. So I have a friend. Poppy Act prevents me from saying her name. I have a friend. She is not from here.
Yeah.
And she's one of those people, right? So she'll come down here and stays in the fancy hotel.
Yes, maybe you
can stay with her next time. And she, while staying where she was staying, she also is a lover of the nice things.
So the fancy robes,
but then you also get the slippers and the good toiletries. One of those establishments, right? So when it comes to checking out, she has a tendency of, so as part of the experience, she'll take the fancy soaps and the shower cap and all that kind of stuff. But in a plot twist for the ages, and maybe it's a sign of the economy or maybe the fact that I need new friends, she mentioned to me quite casually and in passing that whilst checking out of said fancy hotel, she also took the robe. That same robe that you were hoping to get that now is no longer available in that room. And she told me this, and I am also incriminated in this thievery. So now I'm also a thief by association. But when asking her why she would risk her life, her limb and her career for a robe that doesn't belong to her.
What did she say?
She said, but it's part of the experience. They want you to take it. And I don't think that that's true.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think so. I'm just, before we carry on with this conversation, you're not suggesting that you're similar to her.
No, not at all. I'm not a roba. A robbery. No, I've never stolen a robe, but I'm keen on your story. Like, an entire robe, Stacey. Like,
the entire thing.
She must think she's the Beyonce of the group.
In her, but also, like, how do you go back there?
Jeez.
Because surely they'd have your face on like one of those like cameras, like, do not let this cookie in because you're gonna steal some stuff.
So she took the soap and all of that.
Yes.
And the robe.
Yes.
Nothing else. What else did she take? Because I feel like there's more.
No. That I hope that was all. Please let that be. That is all, right?
Do people? Do you mention it? But that's weird, bro. Like, you would take an entire robe, like, that's the one thing you don't steal or take at a hotel.
No. I'm going to hazard a guess that that was all, and that's all that I know. And if anybody needs me, I'm only here between 3 and 6, and you cannot access the building without 3 fingerprints. Don't come for me. I'm not an accomplice.
Hi, Stacey.
I didn't see the robe. I don't know the robe. I don't know that girl. I've never met her in my life.
The friends you keep.
You are judged.
But that's very interesting. Like, what's that one hotel item that you always leave with when checking out?
Okay, and listen, just because I'm judging her does not mean that I'm going to judge you.
Yeah.
Or will I?
So let us know on 087-086-9495. You can also send us a voice note to 061-792-9495. Welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Lekker. This is
Marshall.
Marshall, right?
Marshall.
All the way from Benita.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so listen, Marshall, you are representing Jay Spoo's new hometown, so tread carefully, babes. When you are booty bouncing out of a hotel, what is in your carry-on luggage?
Well, I was referencing from Ross from Friends.
Okay,
where
this
he says
not good.
The salt
this
is
not good.
A go,
not good,
and the salt shaker is a no-no. But the salt is okay.
Yes, no, she's right. Yeah, I mean, he did say that. Are you a Ross supporter?
so much.
Yes,
fun.
I am, absolutely.
Okay, I mean, also, like, it's your name is Marshall, there was Marcel, but I'm not going to get into all of that stuff. Okay, you are my lobster, Marshall, thank you. So, you would never take the salt out of the salt shaker. No.
That would be salty.
Oh, my word. I'm done with you. Okay.
Hey, guys, we're peaking. It's Wednesday. Hey, listen. Talia, all the way from Chatsworth.
Hello.
How's it?
Okay. How y'all doing, guys?
Hey, no good.
We are good.
We're just trying to establish who our audience actually is, Talia. We're just
our
trying to,
people.
You're trying to, like, get into the, like, the mindset of the people who listen to 3 to 6. So, Talia, what do you take out of the hotel room?
Sugar.
But it'll sugar. Sessions.
Yes, sugar. I love the sugar. I like to keep sweet wherever I go.
Wow, Talia.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Have you ever tasted a business a cup of coffee?
You even justify.
Okay, wait.
Girl, where are you from?
Wait. Okay, hang on.
So, what's wrong with you?
So, Talia, let me get this straight. You are only nicking the prepackaged sugar, the one that comes with the coffee and the stuff. Well, technically, that is for Talia to have.
Yes.
No, but if you don't use it, you leave it.
No,
you gotta be sweet.
See, she wants to be sweet all the time. What if she finds herself sans sugar?
And she had it too.
Sitting in a corner with a polystyrene cup, making her coffee down the road.
Talia is literally like selling those sachets off, like one rand a pop. It's a business idea. She's enterprising this, Talia. Yes, there you go.
Talia, please change this behavior.
I like how you think.
Change this behavior.
Talia, I have defended you as much as I can.
No,
run.
You gotta be sweet. Can you imagine a better person all around?
Huh? That's her justification.
Those grumpy people you meet up with.
What if they catch you one day at reception? And they're like, ma'am, you've got too much sugar in your bag.
No, I'll put it by the shop. Prove it.
Yeah, not prove it. Not prove it.
You've got a strategy, bro.
Ah, you see, Talia's ready. She's got a defense ready.
Bye-bye. I'm right, isn't it?
Bye-bye. Before you incriminate yourself. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we've gone from salty to sweet.
Yeah.
With Marshall and with Talia. We want to know if you're taking anything else out of this hotel motel Holiday Inn you are spending the night. What do you believe you are entitled to when you check out? 061-792-9495 or 087-086-9495. I love a gown.
Yes.
So this is how I was raised. As a Cape Townian, you get home, it's always cold in the house, right? Even in summer. You get home, you take off your outside clothes, and immediately you put on your gown because now you're in the house.
Yeah.
So when I go stay somewhere, I want to get my homely vibes on.
Yeah, you want your gown.
And then I tootle over to the wardrobe, I open it, no gown. Then you've got to call reception. Oh, no, there are gowns, but they don't leave them in the rooms anymore because
safety.
People are stealing them. So inspired by this uptick in stealing at hotels, we just wanted to know if you were taking things that you believed you were entitled to, like we've heard sugar.
Yeah.
Many shampoos and conditioners. I mean, you love a hotel shampoo and conditioner.
I love a hotel. Yeah. It's just, so here's the thing. Let me give you a proper justification, right? So when I'm away, I just, you know, that feeling of like, I'm away, like I'm on holiday, I'm enjoying my time, I'm away from home. I like to take that feeling with me to my posy.
So and it smells like Charlotte Reese.
Yeah, so when I'm at home, I'm like, oh, remember that great time I had at that hotel? So that's my justification. But word to the wise, please don't take towels. Some of them have trackers these days.
Wait a minute.
And that's how I got... That's how I got caught the last time when I went to that fancy hotel and the manager had to call me to ask me to bring back the towel. That was awkward.
Wasn't that one of those sweet escapes that we did?
Stacey, don't remember.
I was roped into that too.
Remember?
My good name has been tarnished.
It's happened before. So don't steal the towels.
Sure, I must have filed that away in my don't remember file. And now here we are. Thanks a lot, Jay Spoo.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo, it's Llewellyn L here. So the one item I take from every single hotel without fail is those towels, man. They're so clean, so pristine, so white. I mean, they give you 4, too big, too small. And if you book the nice enough room, they make a shape of a swan with a towel on your bed. I mean, they're basically saying, take it.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Michelle here from Hillcrest. I think it's pretty funny that she took the whole robe. I am guilty. I often take the extra butters and the jams. I do feel a bit, like, guilty every time I do it, but it's like a norm.
Hi, Stacey, Jay Spoo, Troy from Asagar. In terms of taking stuff from a hotel room, I mean, I don't want to call myself a saint, but I don't think I've ever taken anything from a hotel room, you know, barring the little care packages that they specifically leave for you to use and have, like with the little hand lotions and stuff. But yeah, never taken anything from a hotel room that wasn't meant for me to take home.
Also, I just think if someone is capable of stealing a towel,
as you are,
once upon a time, I've changed, I evolved.
That was then and this is now.
Yes, I'm a whole new different person.
this is the upgraded
package. A towel or a robe, like, what are the chances of them stealing something when you invite them to come over to your posy?
And why do you think I haven't had her over since?
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.